So we're here with King Spence, Deontay Spencer.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Now, I want to talk about the 496-yard game that you had last year for a minute. You had almost 500 all-purpose yards in one game, which is mind-blowing to me.
400 and what?
496. So you're four away from 500.
I actually surpassed 500. But we had two penalties, so.
That's right. There's a holding on.
Yeah, I forgave my teammates. I forgave them. You know what I'm saying?
So, is that something that you set out to do? Is to smash records and just like?
I mean, it's not something I set out to do. But when you in a zone, like when you mentally and physically sharp in a game, and you letting everything come to you, it's bound to happen. You know what I mean? Obviously, the talent is there. I mean, if it was, everybody would be breaking records. But, I mean, it takes more, you know, to go out there and put up them type of numbers. You got to be mentally sharp, physically sharp. You got to be executing. I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it was just, everything was just, I had a fumble that game. Like, we could look at all the bad things I did in that game. And you still come out with 496. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm blessed. That's all I be saying. I'm blessed.
So Chad Owens actually holds the yardage record for the season, which was...
Yeah, I'm trying to shatter that.
3863.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
214 yards per game.
I'm trying to shatter that. 250 a game.
250 a game?
Yeah.
So you're going to get 4,000 yards?
4K.
That? 4K? Deontay
4K? I mean, if you look... We got the numbers right here. I mean... I played, to be honest, I'm not even going to lie with you. I played half the season, not 100%. I mean, once I don't know what week it was, maybe like week 7 or 8, I was just starting to kind of come into my own. But when you go to a new team, I mean, it's a lot of things you got to learn. You got to, first of all, know your role. I mean, it's a new system, new environment, new coaches. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into going into a new team. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I just feel like it's ways that I can get better. It's ways that I can perfect my craft. And, I mean, the numbers, records are meant to be broken. So, if I stay healthy, okay.
Speaking about Ottawa, playing in Ottawa, we had Ellingson on yesterday, and he was talking about how crazy and how passionate that Ottawa fan base is. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I mean, I feel like you got to be a part of it. I mean, because when I was in Toronto, I heard about, like, the Ottawa fans, crazy environment, you know, and I played in it, so I'm like, this is a dope city, this is nice stadium, and when you get there, it's like... Oh, they really love they players. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you go out and you playing for the Red Blacks, you playing for the organization. But when you see those fans and how passionate they are, I mean, you want to win. You want to win, you know. So, and they show up no matter if it's cold, whether it's, you know, they gonna show up. That stadium gonna be packed.
You had tryouts with the NFL this offseason. How was it easy for you to just say, you know what, I'm going back to Ottawa?
I wouldn't say it was easy. It was more like, it was kind of like trying to give myself a time frame of when I would close that door or close that window. And I mean, it's life, man. You got to make decisions. And you know, I feel like the best decision was for me to come back. And, you know, I don't regret nothing I did, what I left on the table down south or whatever it was. I feel like I made the best decisions for me and my family. So, I mean, it's tough because that's the dream. You know, you want to get back. And, you know, the circumstances just wasn't right for me to just kind of pursue that right now in my career. So I feel like the best decision was for me to come back.
Talk about smashing records. Tom Hugo just went into the Hall of Fame as a two-way player, 12-time All-Star in 7 seasons. If you could play on the other side of the ball, what would you do?
Cornerback.
You going to get some interceptions?
Man, come on. I feel like I really could be a decent a nice corner in this league. Just because of my speed, it's a lot of feel, you know? I mean, I don't know about the tackling and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tackle nobody, but as far as interceptions, yeah, I think I can lock down. And I'm playing man-to-man. I don't bump and run off coverage. No, I'm locked up at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I mean, it's been time this year. I'm like, man, hey, look, I walk in the DB room. Hey, man, if y'all need me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know where I'm at.
Want me to look too easy or what?
I mean, Deron, he's a good athlete. You know, he's a good athlete. And I feel like it's guys that play receiver that can convert over and be a corner. I feel like I'm one of those players. So, I mean, it's kind of difficult for a corner to come over and play wide receiver because, you know, some of them don't have the hands. Like, you know, but, I mean, I played it when I was growing up, so I feel like I can play corner right now. It's a confidence thing.
So, when you're not training, getting ready for the season, the off season, what keeps you busy?
Ooh, man, I've been playing a lot of Fortnite right now. It's kind of crazy, cause yeah, I'm good.
Playing with Ellison and Hardy?
I be playing with them. I be playing with them. Jake Hardy, we got the whole squad. Willie Peavy on it. I be playing with it, man. It's like I wake up in the morning, go work out. I'm done by 11. Give me something to eat. 1 o'clock, I'm on the game. By the time you look, I'll be like, dang, I ain't even eat today. I'm like, dang, I ain't even eat dinner playing Fortnite. But yeah, I'm decent, you know. Caught me a solo win before I got on the plane.
You got an 85 DeLorean, a flux capacitor. You hit 88 miles per hour. Where are you going in history?
Man, what? Say that. That was too. Slow down. Slow.
You got a time machine. Where are you going?
Oh, I got a time machine. I'm going. Ooh, man. If I had a time machine to go anywhere, I'll probably say heaven. I'd probably go to heaven. Go to heaven every now and then.
First person you go to find there.
My dad, my auntie, then my grandmother. And I'm just go up there and chill with them. You know, just chill for a little bit. Come on down and I don't know, man. That'll be tight though. That would be tight.
All right, and final one for you. Most important question that we ask everybody. Dogs or cats and why?
Dogs. I had a discussion with somebody about this the other day. I don't like cats. I just don't. I prefer dogs because cats are way too athletic. I hate that. Like, it's crazy, dog. Like, how? Like, a cat fast could jump on an ice box. Like, cats could do all kinds. Jump on a kitchen count. I'm like, look. I ain't got time for all this. I'm going to tell you a story. I was in college, and I left to go to class, and I left my door open. And I guess I didn't close the door all the way. A cat went into my house and was sitting in the house on the sofa. I'm like, I'm not going in there. Too athletic.
Plus, they get in your sinks and everything, too. You
get everywhere. Man, I ain't got time for that. Scratching, you know. Too athletic. Cat's too athletic.